going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men running around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Salt
Lamakia. This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, well, you know we love talking about Rule 5 picks. We love tracking their progress. We love talking about how they have to endure so much mindset, new level of competition, all of the above. And in case you don't know what Rule 5 draft picks are, Rule 5 players are, well, those players must remain on the active big league roster of the new club for the entire season or else clear waivers and be offered back to their previous organization for half of their $100,000 draft price. Players can be placed on the injured list, but if they don't accrue at least 90 days of active service time this year, the Rule 5 guidelines will extend in next season until they do. All right, that was a complicated way of saying, yep, a player gets drafted. If he makes a team and he stays, he has to stay on the team the entire time or get sent back to his other team. But there are so many success stories. You look at this year, for instance, Shane Smith, the White Sox, the first pick in the Rule 5 draft last back in December. He's doing really, really well with the White Sox. He looks to be a legit major league starter. If you could get a legit major league starter in the Rule 5 draft, you're on to something. White Sox actually have two Rule 5 guys on their roster, which is never heard of, usually. And that's Mike Vassell, good friend of the program. Mike Vassell's been on a bunch of times, and he's thriving with the White Sox as well. Well, speaking of thriving, I wanted to catch up with a guy who was taken the year before Justin Slayton, and Justin Slayton has become a legit closing option for the Red Sox. It is amazing when you can get a guy in the Rule 5 draft, and he was good last year, but this year he's taken it to another level. Basically, I'm going to say he's co-closing duties almost with Aroldis Chapman. In his 10 games so far, 10 games, he's only allowed a base runner in two of them. Really only had one bad outing. That's it. And that was blowing up in Baltimore back on March 31st. But still, that's it. Other than that, this absolute nails. Absolute nails. Hitters are hitting 129 against him. OPS of 285. I mean, nothing. Nothing. So this guy is a legitimate closer. So I wanted to catch up with him. And I thought it would be good to do it a year after he is introduced to the major leagues, about looking back at being a Rule 5 pick, making the team, and you're going to hear it, as he says, almost having an imposter syndrome, which is amazing considering what he is right now, which is a legit late-inning reliever. All right, here you go. Here's Justin Slayton.
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit. I was thinking about this when I talked to you in Seattle last year, your first outing, right? And everything was new and everything.
Yeah.
Can you think about, like, how far you've come in that year? You know, I know it's sort of a cliche thing, but it just seems like, oh, my goodness, from, you know, a Rule 5 guy happy to be in a major league game, how far you've come and how different you feel.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, not that much different, because I mean, I'm still trying to make a name for myself in this game, and going out there and still trying to earn a roster spot, it feels like, every night, and just trying to keep that mentality of, you know, every time I go out there, like, my job's on the line. It's something that kind of keeps me motivated, thinking about, you know, that day in Seattle, you know, getting to fulfill a lifelong dream. So it's although, you know, it seems like it's been a long time.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
It really, in the same sense, hasn't felt like it's been that long. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep the same mentality of going out there every single time I pitch. I'm blessed to be able to play this game for a living, and really, that's it. Just trying to keep that same mentality.
Again, another cliche question, but, like, what are you better at? You know, like, it's great that you have that feeling, but you also have evolved as a pitcher. Right? So what are you better at, you think?
I think that I'm better at to me, it's just like the confidence aspect, going from a guy that was like a Rule 5 draft pick and thinking that there was one team that didn't want me on their 40 man, and another team that was giving me a chance to come in, pitch in the big leagues. And so for me, it was kind of like a little bit of like imposter syndrome at first. And after getting a full year under my belt and then making the team again this year, it kind of feels like, all right, like, you know, you've proven that you can do it. And now it's, you know, time to prove that you belong and that you can stay. So I think that's been the biggest thing. It's just, you know, not thinking about last year when I look back at this time, kind of like the what ifs, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, like, it's going good right now, you know, got to keep it going. And now it's like, you know, it's going good because you're a good player and you deserve to be here. You've earned it. And just kind of having that mentality.
When did that, you said the imposter syndrome, when did that go away? When did that drift away? Was it until like even the end of spring training?
I think it was through the end of last year, you know, trying to make the team like and stay on the team the entire year. And, you know, as a rookie, it's just, you know, like, you know, this game's so up and down that I just tried to not ever get too high. And, you know, things were going good, you know, for a while they were going good. And there were some bad outings mixed in there. And I think kind of the first one I think about was, like, things were going good. I had a bad one in Seattle. Or not Seattle, in St. Louis. Was able to, like, immediately kind of right the ship and get back going. And that was, like, the first time where I was like, I got the hang of this. Like, I didn't let one bad one turn into two bad ones. Was able to string some good ones together after that. And then, you have a bad one and then strung some good ones together after that. So I think that's just, like, the biggest thing is whenever it felt like it finally was, like, this is going away, is whenever it was just, like, I'd have a bad outing, have a tough one, and then was able to just, like, erase it and go, you know, on a string of good outings.
The last thing is... You know, you closed the game the other day. A lot of people you don't have to say it, but a lot of people say that you could be a closer in Major League Baseball. What was that feeling like? I know that you had a say before, but to close that game, what was that feeling like as a Major League closer? You know, again, this is the evolution of you, I would imagine, right?
Oh, I think it was something that it wasn't expected to go that way. There was no, like, talks that we had, like, hey, you're going to be closing games. I think it was, you know, we were trying to play the matchups, and, you know, you have Chappie going out there to get Seager and face that part of the lineup, and that's just the way that the game fell. I mean, obviously, like, Willier hits a huge home run to put us ahead, and then that's just kind of the game went, and I was able to get the save opportunity. But for me, it's just like I've said multiple times, like, I'll throw whatever they ask me to throw. It doesn't matter if it's the sixth inning, the ninth inning, or the first inning, for that matter. It's just about how can I help the team win, and that's really all I'm focused on.
What's your walk-in music?
We haven't even thought of that yet.
You haven't? Did you have it last year?
I had one last year, but I thought about changing it this year, and then it honestly, since we haven't been at home, I haven't even thought about it. I've got a few that I have in mind, but I haven't.
What was it last year?
Last year it was Iggy Thump by the White Stripes.
Okay. All right. We'll get it out to the people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.